الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Switch off your mobile phones. Keep row straight. Put the heel on the white line, please. Put the heel on the white line. Come on. That's. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
شروع. Allahu Akbar.
Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, wa lillahil hamd.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters are requested just to sit where you are. Inshallah, Mawlana Salab will be giving nasiha for a short 10 minutes. Jazakallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Our respected brothers, elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave us the opportunity to come into the masjid and read salat with jama'ah. You believe me, mashallah, you know, someone said it so beautifully. If you have a home to go to where you will find sleep, if you have enough food to store in the fridge, in the evening when you go to sleep, you are able to sleep. You have clothes that you can wear. You should know you are better off than 74% of the world population. Ask yourselves, do you have clothes? You will say, Alhamdulillah, we have clothes. You ask yourself, do you have food which is so much that you have to store in the fridge? And you will say yes. Do you have a home to go to where you can rest? Do you have a bed where you can lie down? Do you have clothes you can wear? And the answer is yes, 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 and yes. 74% of the world population is worse off than you are if that's what you have. Just imagine, 74% of the world population don't have what I've just mentioned to you. So Alhamdulillah, we are very, very lucky. And not only above everything, Allah Ta'ala gave us Iman. But I want to share with you one hadith of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, your example compared to the nations that have passed is like someone who hires someone to work between Asr and Maghrib. So example, you have a builder. Who takes you? Who tells you, I want you to work for me between Fajr and Zohar. And for that, I will give you one qirat. It's a measurement in Arabic. But let's say, example, I will give you, in our time, let's say 100 pounds. But you will work from between Fajr namaz until Zohar. Then there is a second individual. You are going to work between Zohar until Asr. And I will give you 100 pounds. MashaAllah. One group agrees, the second group agrees. Now the third group. You have to work between Asr and Maghrib. And I will give you 200 pounds. Now, The other communities are going to say, those people who work between Fajr, Zuhr, those people who work between Zuhr and Asr, their times they are hours and hours. Our time is only 1.5 hours. And you are getting double the pay. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam is saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the group that has worked between Fajr to Zuhr are the Jews. The group that is working between Zuhr to Asr are the Christians. And my ummah is like that who has worked between Asr to Maghrib. Your time is minimal, but your reward is double. You are the ones who come into the world last, but you will go into Jannah first. إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حُرِّمَتْ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ حَتَّى أَدْخُلَهَا وَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حُرِّمَتْ عَلَى الْأُمَمِ حَتَّى تَدْخُلَهَا أُمَّتِي. So first thing, inshallah, we are very, very fortunate. We are born in the ummah of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And I'll just share with you, because it's the munasabat of the time of Asr. So inshallah, this is the first thing that came to my mind. MashaAllah, if you look at the surahs of the Quran, you read, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. What do you read after that? What's after that? Al-Qari'ah. What's after that? Al-Hakum al-Takathur. What's after that? Wal-Asr. Now look at the beauty of the surahs of the Quran. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. What does that tell you? What does that remind you of? The great earthquake. When's the earthquake? On the day of Qiyamah. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَتِ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. That is a big earthquake. Then you come to Wal-Adiyat. Allah brings you back to the worldly life. Because Allah says, إِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيِّرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Man is very greedy for wealth. Man is very greedy for wealth. So Allah Ta'ala is rotating our minds between Akhirah, Dunya. Akhirat, Dunya. So now look at إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. Akhirat. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ Dunya. What's Al-Qari'ah? Al-Qari'ah. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةِ. When will that happen? فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. When will that happen? On the day of Qiyamah. Scales will either be weighty, scales will either be light. That will happen on the day of Qiyamah. Then Allah Ta'ala goes on to the next surah, Al-Hakum al-Takathur. The greed of amassing wealth has made you heedless. Until you don't die, you've lost in the dunya. So what did Allah do to you? Allah Ta'ala is taking your mind. You are between dying and living, dying and living. You are in between akhirat, dunya, akhirat, dunya. What's the surah after that? Wal Asr. What is Allah telling me and you in Asr? You still have time. You've still got time. So Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam of time. But remember, your time is minimal. You don't have much time left. Time between Asr to Maghrib is the shortest time during the day between any two salah. MashaAllah, here, hello, you did Asr Namaz very early. Okay, you go to East London, okay, they did Asr Namaz 7:30, 8 o'clock. So there's only about 1.5 hour maximum between Asr and Maghrib. So the time is very minimal. So what is Allah saying? And not only that. See, Allah says, Wal Asr. Allah swears by time. Swears by time. And why is time called Asr? Because the word Asr means to squeeze. Every breath you take, you are coming closer and closer to your death. That's why in Islam, we don't celebrate birthdays. Because every moment you are going closer and closer to your death. You don't celebrate getting closer to your death. Khair, inshallah. So I just want to leave with you. I just want to leave you with one message. Inshallah, just one message. Our time is very minimal. Value with whatever time we have left. This, mashallah, is a fantastic season where we are told, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. I want to just share with you one lesson. Because mashallah, everyone is a youngster here. Everyone is a youngster. Besides maybe Sufi Sahib. Inshallah, you are Sufi Sahib as well. Sufi Sahib is also young. You know why? Because still Sufi Sahib is also in two figures as well. Until you don't reach three figures, everyone is young. You ask someone, how old are you? I'm only 89. You know, they only think they are old when they reach 100. Because now you have three numbers. So until 99, everyone is young. You know, I do want to share with you one lesson from Surah Yusuf. And inshallah, this is for all the youngsters that are here. Inshallah. One of the greatest lessons you learn from Surah A, Yusuf is what? Al-iffatu an ash-shahwa. Al-iffatu an ash-shahwa. When the opposite gender and when the beauty of the world comes in front of you, you are willing to say, like Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, ma'adallah. Qala ma'adallah. Rabbi ahsana mathwai. You know, Allah Ta'ala is my master. I cannot disobey my Lord. I can't disobey my Lord. So a lot of youngsters here, you go to schools, you go to colleges, you go to universities, you got the opposite gender attracting you, you got the opposite gender coming to you. You must learn from the life of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. The greatest lesson you learn from the, see, why did Yusuf alayhi salam become such a great individual? He learned to take refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And mashallah, someone said it so beautifully. Allah created the angels. Inna Allah khalaqa al-malaika. Allah created the angels. And what did Allah create within the angels? Allah gave them intellect, number one. Number two, Allah created animals. And what did Allah give the animals? Allah gave them shahwa, desire. Fulfillment of desire, that's all they'll do. They can't differentiate between halal and haram. Animals do not have that. Why? Because Allah created within them, Allah created shahwa. Allah created within angels, Allah created aql. But then Allah created the human being. What did Allah give the human being? Allah gave aql and shahwat both. Allah gave us aql. Allah gave us intellect, number one. And number two, Allah gave us shahwa. Now look what the ulama say. فَمَنْ غَلَبَ عَقْلُهُ عَلَى شَهْوَتِهِ كَانَ أَعْلَى مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. If your aql supersedes your shahwa, then you become greater than the angels. If you can use your aql over your shahwa and your desires. See, mashallah, so many people were there in the basketball hall right now. Ask yourselves, who was able to control your eyes? Especially when women come out dressed to kill. You know, you have to ask yourself. The greatest, you know, one of the greatest challenges in the summer is what? Looking after your eyes. The question is, are you able to look after your eyes? Because that is the root of shaitan into yourself. So if your aql supersedes and goes above your shahwa, then you become greater than the malaika. On the other hand, وَمَنْ غَلَبَتْ شَهْوَتُهُ عَلَىٰ أَقْلِهِ فَهُوَ أَدَنَى مِنَ الْبَهَائِمِ. If it's the other way around, if your aql does not supersede your shahwat and your desires that Allah Ta'ala has placed within you, an example, you're always visualizing haram on YouTube, then you know there is something wrong. You are worse than animals. Then you are worse than animals. And inshallah, I'll finish on this. Allama Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah, has mentioned an incident. I don't know which of his kitabs, but Allama Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah. So inshallah, next time, something we mentioned in this, you know why? Because everyone has a challenge. The greatest weakness of man is women. The greatest weakness of man is women. That's why in the Quran, in Surah Ali Imran, who did Allah mention first? زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ رَبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. What did Allah mention first? مِنَ النِّسَاءِ والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة. That was Allah Ta'ala has given, you know, the glitter of the world has been opened before you. And who is mentioned first? The women are mentioned first. So I'm just going to highlight to you one incident and I'll finish inshallah. Allama Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah has mentioned an incident. There was a very, very beautiful lady in Makkah Mukarramah. Very, very beautiful. And you know, there was no one, if she were to come in front of someone, that lady can infatuate anyone. That lady can defeat anyone. So the husband one day sees his wife in front of the mirror, and she's admiring her beauty. So the husband says to the wife, why are you admiring your beauty? She says, because I can infatuate any single individual. I can suppress any individual by way of desire. If anyone were to see me, they will never be able to resist. So the husband said, I can show you one man in Makkah Mukarramah. If you were to go in front of him, you don't stand a chance. You cannot infatuate him. He will never suppress under your desires. So she says, I take up the challenge. So she goes to Ubayd ibn Umair rahimahullah. She goes there and she says to him, I would like to take you to one side and ask you a question. Because, you know, it's a very private question. I need to ask you the question. She takes him to one side and then she exposes her veil. And she says, I am here to present myself in front of you. So she says, if you can answer three of my questions, then I will give you access. Look what he says. Ubayd ibn Umair. He says, number one, if right now Malakul Maut comes to you to extract your soul, will you still do the same? She says, no. Number two, you are placed in your grave when you die. And the Munkar and Nakir make you sit and they ask you the three questions. At that time, would you then look at enjoying yourself and fulfilling your shahwat when you know that is what is happening? On the day of Qiyamah, when Pulsarat is in front of you and then you are, you know, books of deeds are being flown, would you want that to be recorded in your Name A'mal? That deed, that evil deed, would you want that to be recorded in your Name A'mal? And she says, no. She says, then I'm sorry. If all the question answers are no, no, and no, then you should not do it. She comes home and she says to her husband, you know what? He's not a human being. He's an angel. He's not a human being. He's an angel. But this is why Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, if you can have the aqidah of dying and presenting yourself tomorrow before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your life will change. Life will change. That one aqidah for me and you is enough. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to give us the understanding and that we understand the beauty of Islam. You know what Islam has given us, what the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam gave us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Inshallah, just take the lesson, please. You know, in the summer. In the summer, women are very, very inappropriately dressed. Okay, we need to dress appropriately, inshallah, and control our eyes. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.